Dragonster and E20 futuristic campaign mysteries revealed who put wild magic on the party. The group's items were selectively cursed with wild magic by Antithithia. She knew about the beholder threat and figured that wild magic would throw the beholders off guard. Unfortunately, the party discarded all of their wild magic cursed items during the combat at the Jithyanki base. Antithithia cursed the party's items. Antithithia knew she needed to use this party to deal with the menace on Sonia. What's this about a parasite? When character is infected with the parasite, since the party visited Afex prison. TBR, what's the menace? The beholders are definitely the menace. In particular, the one beholder to unite all beholder kin and beholder breeds. This beholder has an edge, he comes from the future. What is the city of the gods? An intergalactic transport or ark, tasked to repopulate worlds. The Noah is the overseer. The crew was exposed to a virus. Some crew were put into suspended animation or stasis. Others helped crash the ship back in time. The ship was sent back many years and was on the planet Sonia for millions of years. The ship has a contingent of robotic units which work everything. Some robots were tasked with setting up a defensive screen or force field. To prevent anyone from entering the city of the gods, the shield generator is the tower of glass. Some robots were programmed to defend the city of the gods from outsiders. Some robots continue to fix and repair the city. Some robots were programmed to maintain life on board the ship. The city has always been visible from the inhabitants of Sonia, from mountain tops or flying overhead. Antithithia knew about the legends of a great city on Sonia. Banrak has only heard legends. The city was surrounded by two force fields, outer to keep anyone away from the tower and city inner to keep city inhabitants in the city. Both were failing from beholder intervention. Why were they brought to the prison? Experiments were being done to attempt to fight the menace. Who sent the Ethagangorus after Banrak? Still to be determined, both were hired mercs. Banrak made a deal with Goroth to help her determine who is behind her capture attempts. Is the other Ethag still a frog? No. He's mad too. Luckily Sid and Zoltan may be dead. Where did all the zombies and other raised dead come from? Alejandra's wild magic effect encompassed the entire region of Sonia. Dead were raised and will be raised for some time. Sid, Nick, Zoltan, Wong and many drow red shirts are no longer dead. The dead are seeking out the responsible party. TBR must make things right again. Some dead are more powerful than others. How did Jelly find the group? He followed Calm Chatter and figured out how to get past the droids. Jelly left Super Kami behind, just as the party left them both behind. Why didn't the Tower of Glass explode? The controls were disabled enough to get the reactor to go critical, but the failsafes held. The droids fled, but some took care of the problem. Getting the shield up is another story. Why are bounty hunters searching for Banrak? Banrak is a key person with knowledge of the Sonian web, the network of gates. During Banrak's captivity it was revealed that she knew how to use the gates and she knew the location of many gates on other worlds. What happened to Zuxon? Zuxon is still around and may be included in a further adventure. Zuxon was set up to play an important role which he has yet to fulfill. Why doesn't Goroth just kill the party and take Banrak? Banrak wished he would help her deal with the menace. What's up with the Temple of the Frog? The temple was run by someone who escaped the City of the Gods. This leader was a mutant who was immune to the viral agent released on the ship. He avoided suspended animation and if he got bored, programmed in an escape route. Saint Stephen started a community of believers who believed in a frog-like deity. He himself being a mutant has green pigmentation. He has genetically manipulated frog-like beings into the killer frogs encountered by Milo. His gift was to slowly mutate members of his brotherhood by exposing them to mutagenic radiation. He never really sacrificed anyone. His brotherhood was almost out of control. He knows about Slard, Ruid, and other frog-like races. The Brotherhood of the Frog became quite militant in attempting to hide their secrets. Why is there so much magic on Sonia? Convenient trade between other worlds makes it easy to bring magical items back to Sonia after many thousands of years. Low-level magic has become almost mundane on Sonia. Most of the inhabitants don't use magic for active aggression. The planet alignment is lawful good. Attack and defense magic can only be learned off-world. Banrak has learned her sorcery from visiting many worlds. Why isn't there a greater presence on Sonia from the Dragon Empire? Sonia exists in a location that is surrounded by dense pockets of dark matter. Starcasters are disturbed when teleporting near these pockets of dark matter, and failure rates triple. Thus interstellar travel to Sonia is far and few between. Interplanetary travel is quite slow to Sonia but is used on occasion. Some city summon the Dragon Empire Magistrate. He may come by individual teleportation. Individual teleportation is possible but costly if you haven't been to Sonia, and failure rates are still triple. Gates are still the quickest and safest. Why does Banrak protect Orendel? Orendel saved her life and she had a dream that he will do it again. Plus he's cute in a rustic Star Wolf sort of way. Why were the Jithyanki working with the Iced? Psionic powers may be stronger against the beholders. Antithithia was trying to ally herself with all strong groups in the Dragon Empire. The party killed a group of young Jithyanki recruits. Who was the drunken drow? Colonel Antithithia is the drunken drow seen at most ship riots and outbreaks. She is always waiting to capture non-conformists and action-oriented citizens. She has an accomplice. Why did Goroth feel a shock when he touched a droid? TBR, how did Milo get changed back to flesh? Sid is a powerful wizard, and he found Milo, as a statue, who was ranking on the Ark. There was a captain, Reese, in charge of the ship's flight. There was a commander, T.B.R., in charge of the activities of the mission. There was a religious leader, St. Stephen, in charge of the people of the ship. Where did the vegetable beings come from? T.B.R., who did the Ruid work for? Guigal, the storm giant. What does Guigal have to do with all of this? Guigal protected Banrak in Afak's prison. Guigal runs an underground operation on another planet, T.B.R. This operation is directly opposed to the Iced. What about the M.B.K.? Mechanical Beholderkin. Someone else is monitoring the MBK. When the MBK is destroyed, it is teleported away and a new model is teleported in its place. The MBK has similar qualities to some beholders. The MBK is purely autonomous robot with some programming and adaptive logic. What about the monster generator? The beholders have taken over all systems in the City of the Gods. The A, Noah, has its own control. The robotic units from the Tower of Glass have their own control. Aberrations are being released systematically. Some aberrations defeated the shield security and started moving around Thonia. Why are Romeo and Gordon on ice? Food storage, beholders need to eat too. Overly elaborate, conveniently escapable situation. Why was the beholder so difficult to hurt? It was wearing 7 stalk rings, all are magical. It was wearing beholder-powered armor with force field and damage reduction, as well as spell resistance. These aren't your grandmother's beholders. They made MBKs for crying out loud. Technology hasn't stopped for them either.